with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Pentagon chief is backing up President Trump's statement that U.S. military strikes obliterated Iran's nuclear facilities. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said last weekend's military operation in Iran was a resounding success.
Decimating, choose your word, obliterating, destroying Iran's nuclear capabilities.
And he accused the press of irresponsible reporting.
Half-truths, spun information, leaked information.
Hegseth cited the CIA and other sources as he downplayed an initial intelligence assessment that raised doubts about whether the nuclear facilities were permanently destroyed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A victory for pro-life groups. The Supreme Court says states can block the country's biggest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, from receiving Medicaid money. South Carolina's Republican Governor Henry McMaster applauds the court's ruling. South Carolina had argued no public money should go to Planned Parenthood. The vote was 6-3. The House cleared its military construction and veteran spending bill Wednesday almost entirely along party lines. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Republicans pushed through the spending bill in a 218-206 vote. Nearly all Democrats opposed the bill, with only two breaking ranks to help pass it. Democrats have criticized Republicans for moving ahead with the military construction bill before the administration has sent Congress a full defense budget proposal. They've also slammed policy provisions in the bill that limits funding to cover abortions and gender-affirming care. They've also slammed policy provisions in the bill that limit funding to cover abortions and gender-affirming care at the Veterans Affairs Department. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 404 points, the Nasdaq rose 194. This is SRN News. How do you feel about school prayer?
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 52% of Americans would have no problem with public school teachers leading their students in prayer. 46% say no. Support for school prayer is strongest in the South and Midwest. Opposition is strongest in New England and the West Coast. The highest percentage of people who would like to see public schools embracing prayer are in Mississippi. The highest percentage of opponents live in Oregon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
10 years after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, the split between Republicans and Democrats on the issue is wider than it's been in decades. Recent polling from Gallup shows a 47% point gap on the issue between Republicans and Democrats, the largest since it first began tracking the measure 29 years ago. The size of that chasm is partly due to a substantial dip in support among Republicans. This is SRN News. The Justice Department has closed its civil rights investigation into a planned Muslim-centered community near Dallas without filing charges.
The Epic City project tied to the East Plano Islamic Center faced criticism and claims it would exclude non-Muslims. The Justice Department has informed developers the investigation is ending, noting their commitment to inclusivity under the Fair Housing Act. The project has faced state-level scrutiny with critics alleging it aims to impose Islamic law. The Council on American Islamic Relations calls the investigations discriminatory. Jason Walker reporting.
The first astronauts in more than 40 years from India, Poland, and Hungary have arrived at the International Space Station, ferried there by SpaceX. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.